Hi Gratitude Seeker, welcome to Day 2 of Thanksgiving Daily. Today we're going to focus on something that happens every day and in which we can find gratitude, in which we can find a blessing. Usually people, when they think about gratitude, they think about important life events, things that happen that have a really big impact on them, but fail to see that beautiful things happen every day. And really the only thing that we need to do when it comes to this is to train that particular muscle to see them. And one of the ways that in which we can do this is by actually training that specific muscle. So my question for you is, what was great about yesterday? Probably you're listening to this in the morning, and it's a great way of starting the day. If you weren't able to think about the amazing things that happened in that particular day, when you go to bed, you might be very tired or something. You can do this in the morning when you're fresh, when you want to start your day more beautifully. So, what was great about yesterday? What three things made you feel blessed? For instance, for me, it was that I was able to get back to my work, to get back to you, to people that have written to me while I was away in Vienna and Bratislava. And the joy of reconnecting to my work, to doing what I love, and feeling productive, feeling that I have the opportunity to serve one way or another and to make a difference for certain people. Another particularly beautiful experience that I had yesterday was that I've read the email that Angela, if you remember, I mentioned that I found an Instagram post about the Gratitude Podcast that made me really happy. I mentioned it on the podcast and she was very happy that I did. And for me that was, and she also wrote a message on Instagram that I didn't see. But I really appreciate that she persevered, and she also sent me an email. And she was very thankful about this podcast, about my work. And the cool thing is that I got to experience the happiness of receiving that and of reading that twice. Like the first time when I actually read it yesterday. And also, actually three times to be honest. The second one was in the morning when I thought about it while being in bed, and the third time is now because I'm reliving it and I'm appreciating the experience itself while I'm sharing it with you. Also, the third thing that was great yesterday was that me and my girlfriend, we went shopping for groceries, but it was great that I was really appreciative that we could afford all kinds of healthy foods, and that we bought things for our home to make it more cozy, to make it smell better. And it's a simple thing, right? You need to go shopping, you need to buy things, but it's another thing when you actually appreciate them. And when I was taking the things that we bought from the shopping bags, I was grateful for each piece of item that we bought. I was grateful that we bought a certain butter, or that we bought rucola. It's one of my favorites. And you know, these simple things that we experience every day, that if we appreciate them and we don't take them for granted, we don't just pass them by, we enjoy the great fullness of life. This is a kind of a quote from Brother David Steindl-Rast, which I believe defines gratitude beautifully, the great fullness of life. But getting back to us, what are those three experiences from yesterday that make you feel blessed? And like you've seen in my example, it doesn't have to be something really, really, really big. It can be something really simple but enjoyed in a deeper way. So think about it right now. And if you want to take this to another level, write it down. Whether you write it on a piece of paper, in your journal, on your phone, it's much stronger if you write it down. But if you're really busy and if you really can't do this, just think about the three things that were great yesterday and give thanks for them. And don't just do this today. Maybe you'll want to come back to this episode and re-listen to it and get inspiration for tomorrow and the day after tomorrow and so on and so forth. And the beautiful part about this is that you will begin to see your life from a different perspective. You will begin to see your life as being full of blessings because you get to see them. That's why it's so great to work this muscle and to enjoy the benefits and the blessings of having a great gratitude muscle. Thank you so much for listening. And if you feel that you have a friend or family member that would benefit from it, I would really appreciate it if you would share this episode with him or her and help them become more grateful and see the blessings from their own life. Thank you so much.